WTAW News time is 8:04. It's 36 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop, on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. Last night's College Station City Council meeting included a report on this week's meeting of the Transportation Committee. Councilwoman Blanche Brick says the Brazos Transit District is expanding services.
The district will be running bigger buses than the small ones that they have had. And they will also be running an express bus from downtown Bryan to A&M and also to Tower Point, and then returning from Tower Point. So that will be an opportunity for people to get to work in ways they maybe haven't had before.
Brick also says in the next year and a half, the district would be installing signs at busy locations noting bus times and installing enclosed areas where riders can wait during inclement weather. Texas A&M has announced the death of longtime public address announcer and veterinary college professor Dr. Roger Feldman. He was the voice of Kyle Field for more than 30 years and also did basketball games and track and field meets. His announcing was also heard during both vet school and regular graduation exercises for decades. Visitation and a memorial service are next week. Details are online at WTAW.com, along with more biographical information. The Texas Department of Transportation has announced funding of more than $2 billion of highway projects. About $8 million will be spent in Brazos County, and $5 million of that was the previously approved reconstruction of freeway on and off ramps in Bryan between Highway 21 and the William Joel Bryan and Boonville exits. Also funded are repairs to Highway 21 from 47 to the railroad tracks in West Bryan and miscellaneous work on University between Texas and Terrell. A baby girl is dead, and the mother's boyfriend is accused of killing her.
35-year-old Tolorance Tennell was arrested for the murder of 7-month-old Haley Burleson. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, when the infant's mother came home Wednesday afternoon, she found Tennell holding the child, who was already blue, and he had blood on the front of his shirt. Tennell told detectives he and the baby were sleeping on his bed. When he woke up, he found her on the floor, and she was not making any noises.
It was later that investigators learned that the child had multiple severe injuries, including broken bones.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says even though an arrest was made, it is still an ongoing investigation. During the police interview, Tennell said he was under the influence of PCP after a bottle of the liquid broke in a pants pocket and the drug was absorbed into his skin. For more on the story, go online to WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This week's arrest by College Station Police includes a local woman charged with taking 125 items from Walmart valued at nearly $800. In a separate case, a 17-year-old driver told officers he didn't report knocking down a school speed zone pole near Creekview Elementary School because he was scared of getting in trouble with his parents. In Bryan, police arrested 3 local drivers who have a combined 60 suspensions and 23 convictions for driving with an invalid license. Details of those arrests are online at WTAW.com. And an armed robbery at the Zone Apartments on Holloman Drive did nothing for the suspect except make him a wanted man. College Station police say the victim was visiting a friend yesterday evening when the suspect demanded his property, but the victim had none. The suspect was described as a 6-foot, 190-pound black male in his 20s with an athletic build. He fled on foot. The victim was not injured. CSPD asks anyone with information to contact the department at 764-3600 or 775-TIPS. Celebrate art and fight hunger with empty bowls tomorrow at the Crystal Park Plaza and with students and teachers from across the Brazos Valley who have created handmade bowls for you to purchase.
You pay $10 for a bowl, and it also comes with a bowl of gourmet soup from one of the participating restaurants, places like Shipwreck Grill, Amico Nave, Casa Rodriguez is going to be here.
Tucker Young from Bryan Broadcasting says the money raised will benefit the A&M Consolidated Food Pantry and the Arts Council. Tomorrow's event starts at 10:30 a.m. and lasts until bowls and soup run out. WTAW News time is 8:08. It's 36 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Traditions Oil and Lube. More news at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
Good morning. It's 8:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine wines in a peaceful country setting. Just south of College Station, visit peachcreekvineyards.com. Here's some weather for you.
Not a lot of sunshine in our forecast, unfortunately, as we head into the weekend, but mostly cloudy skies today with highs near 45. Clouds breezy tonight, lows near 35. Clouds back tomorrow. Temperatures will warm up closer to 50. Tomorrow night, we're partly to mostly cloudy with lows around 45. Looking ahead to Sunday, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Could see an isolated shower Sunday. Temperatures, they're going to be close to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:09. Kyle Cassell joins us this morning. Kyle, how are you doing this morning?
I am great. I woke up in Bryan College Station.
That's a good thing. You know, Rainey's got that House Finance Committee he's got to do. He's there all the time, I think, now. I don't know if he ever gets home or not.
You know what? I thank my colleagues that serve on appropriations. They get up early and they meet all day, and they do the Lord's work. We'll just say it that way.
Yeah, good for them. And they can, when they get everything put together, then it gives you something to vote on. Let's talk this morning. Obviously, every city in the state of Texas has teachers and retired teachers. And of course, it's pretty important here in Bryan College Station as well because of all the state agencies we have here. But the teacher retirement fund is something that's a big chunk of money, but healthcare has kind of bitten into it, and I know that that's one of the things that they are concerned about, and I'd kind of like to get your thoughts on the teacher retirement from a healthcare standpoint. Is that going to be able to be funded, and how we're going to do that?
Absolutely. Well, I'm proud to say that we are going to fully fund it. Chairman Otto made that clear on Tuesday, and you talk about a change in emails to the Capitol. Nothing but retired teachers with thank you, thank you, thank you. So when you have a rural district, and you and I talk about this all the time, but those teachers retire to the country. So out of all those 31 school districts, I mean, my retired teacher meetings that I make during the year and at the district, those have 50 to 100 ladies and men that have taught for 20 to 40 years, and it's always good to have them on your side.
Well, it is. And, of course, obviously things have changed. And so folks know, I mean, really up until about 1985 or 86, it wasn't even a fund for this. And the elected body kind of threw it together at that point and thought it would be funded just fine. But as we know, the cost of health care continues to go up so fast, it outstrips inflation. And so that fund got drained pretty quickly.
Really did. And, you know, we last session we made the retirement actuarially sound, and it's good to make the health care actuarially sound. And like you said, healthcare is the big elephant in the room. It's going to affect our budget from here on out, and it's going to be something that we put at the forefront.
Kyle Cassell joining us this morning. I know Todd Staples is a good friend of yours and, of course, a former Texas Agriculture Commissioner. And I'd like to get your thoughts on the new Ag Commissioner. His name is Sid Miller, and, you know, he came out earlier this week saying, I don't care what the federal government says, you need to be eating red meat and drinking sweet tea. I kind of like that.
Well, there's one thing we won't ever doubt Sid on, and that's being from Texas. Sid has been a great member, served as chairman of the Ag Committee for a long time when he was in the Texas House. I have seen Sid a couple times this last week, but I have not made my official visit over there to go see him at the TVA. But all indications are he's hired some really good folks. They've got a really good agenda, and I look forward to working with him. But Sid will not hesitate. He will speak his mind.
Yeah, he's a character. That's for sure. And we haven't had any of those for a while, so that's all right. What's coming up next week in the House?
Well, next week I'm going to touch on something near and dear to me. If you recall last session, me and a colleague, we both lost our mothers to ovarian cancer. So next week on Tuesday, we're going to start with Till Tuesday and our resolution on KK125, which is our foundation to help early detection, education, and try to find a cure for ovarian cancer. So we will lay out a resolution about our foundation that we've already given $50,000 to MD Anderson. We raised another $130,000 last week at an event in Pearland, Texas for my mother. We've had similar events in Canadian and Austin, and we have another Austin event coming up soon. But we will ask all the members to be in Till. We'll lay out our resolutions. We'll give insight on two bills that Ken and I are going to file. We have companions in the Senate. It seems like the whole body is behind this. And then we will memorialize our mother. So Tuesday is going to be a tearful but joyful day as we launch KK-125 into the eyes of the entire world.
Obviously, unfortunate circumstances that bring that to light, but it's great that you're in a position to be able to do that and then make people aware for those who don't have a voice over there.
Absolutely. You know, like we talk every time, I got into this gig for rural Texas and agriculture, and as I move on, education, health care, ovarian cancer, public education, it's amazing. And, you know, you still got to keep water and transportation on the burner. So capable of juggling all these things and glad that I'm in a position to help and move Texas forward. We have an incredible state, and there's an incredible opportunity serving in the Texas House right now, and I'm just honored to be there.
Kyle Cassell's the District 12 state rep. He visits with us on Friday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website. We'll talk to you next Friday, Kyle.
I look forward to it. Scott, thank you so much.
Thanks. All right, see you. Bye. It's 8:15. Turn our attention to the city. Jay Sokol here this morning from College Station. How are you?
Hey, doing well, thank you.
Well, wonderful. What's going on?
Brought a guest.
You did.
David Brower from our Community Services Department.
He was here not long ago. You weren't here, by the way. I'm just saying. I think you were AWOL that day.
He came here without me.
Yeah, he did. Man. He knows his way here. That's
yes,
what
he
I'm
does.
Saying. He's been here before. How you doing, David?
Good morning, Scott. Good. How about you?
Good. What do you got for us this morning?
All right. Well, I want to start off with, we have a homebuyer education course coming up in March.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything you want to know, everything you need to know about buying a home, you can come. It's four separate sessions on Wednesday nights in March, so March 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th. To register, you can go to cstx.gov/homebuyer, and it's in the new Fire Station 6 in the community room from 6 to 7:30.
You know, this is a great opportunity. Obviously, it's the largest investment that anybody makes. You want to sit in front of an individual who doesn't have a vested interest, and this is certainly the situation that they have. They can answer questions that you didn't even know you had, I guess, as the course goes on.
That's right, and we'll talk to – I talk to my parents, and I talk to other people, and one of the things they'll tell me is, I wish I knew some of that stuff before I got into it. You can waste a lot of time and a lot of money if you get going down the path to home ownership and – don't know those mines, those landmines, or those pitfalls to watch out for.
Sure, having all that read. And again, the scrutiny on the financial side is so much greater than it used to be. It's a difficult, it's a frustrating, and often can be a disappointing journey if you're not ready for it.
That's right. And just, you know, what I tell people, and just kind of a basic tenet, is money first, house second. So if you get into it and you go find your dream house and then try to get financing and you haven't even considered how much someone might lend you or how much you might need to save for a down payment, you can go ahead and get those inspections done and have put down your earnest money only to find out you can't get enough to buy the house. And all of a sudden, you're out a bunch of money that you can't afford to lose as you're trying to
sure.
to do what you need to do. So,
what's the format of that class?
It's an hour and a half each night, and mm-hmm. we start off with the basics. So mm-hmm. the first question is, are you ready to buy a home? We sort of go over the basics, and then we do budgeting for home ownership. One of the basic things you need to do first is know how much it's going to cost to not only to keep a home and maintain it, but you have to have that down payment.
Sure. Now, if they want some more information, what do they do for that?
For that, you can give us a call. You can go to cstx.gov/homebuyer and register online, or call us at 764-3778.
Basically free, except I think you have a workbook that goes along with
right,
it,
right? It's free to come. If you want the book, it's $20.
Okay, and probably helpful. Anything else you got for us today?
Sure. So here in December, we did some major changes to our housing programs. The reason we have this home buyer education course is because we have a down payment assistance program. And in doing that program, we realized that people really need to have knowledge about this process. It'll be a great help for our applicants. So we've got that, and I know I talked about that last time I was here, but I'd really like to talk about what we can do for people that already own a home
mm-hmm.
in College Station. We have a minor repair program. We have up to $7,500 available to help with a health and safety issue or an emergency issue that might come up. And so an example of that would be a hot water heater that goes out now, or a burst pipe with cold freezing weather. We've had a pipe that's burst and has been eroding someone's foundation, we can come and fix that. A leaky roof in the summer, an air conditioner that goes out. And so, again, it's a health and safety or an emergency issue. With our housing programs, one of the things that people think is, you know, this money, we get the money from the Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Mm-hmm.
It's grants that the city gets. a lot of people don't even consider it because they think, oh, you have to be very low income to use this these programs. A single person household can make $32,200 a year and still qualify.
Okay.
Somebody, a household of six, can make $53,400 a year and qualify. So really kind of
there are some people who would fall in there who might not think that they did.
Income.
Yeah.
And for these programs, we've got that minor repair program. And then we also have a rehabilitation program where we can fully rehabilitate somebody's house. It's up to $50,000, and it's a mixed loan. So the way it works is half of it is forgiven over 10 years if you stay in the house. The other half is either paid back at 3% interest, or if you're a senior, 62 or older, or if you have a little bit of a lower income for a single-person household, $24,180 a year, that second half, that other half of those funds, it's deferred until you move out of the house at 0% interest.
How long is the process of applying for that and finding out if you get it?
So you can turn in an application today, and we'll let you know early next week.
Oh, man.
So
we have
quick turnaround. And then from there, the process would be we have a construction expert in our office who will come kind of inspect and make a punch list of everything that needs to get done. And we'll walk through with the homeowner what needs to be repaired. Right now, mostly, we've got probably three in our pipeline that we're looking to do, and it's all seniors who are on fixed incomes who just need this assistance.
Sure. Well, that's a great product to have out there for them, that's for sure. Okay, and again, the phone number or information for that?
Sure. And so to learn more information, you can call 764-3778, or to learn about all of our housing programs, you can go to cstx.gov/housing-assistance, all one word.
Very good. Thank you, David. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Scott.
What else you got?
College Station residents have three opportunities through community forums to provide feedback to the city's Capital Improvement Projects Citizen Advisory Committee regarding possible projects for a 2015 bond election. So the first two community forums are next week. One is Tuesday. That will focus on facilities. Then on Wednesday, parks and leisure will be the topic. And then March 23rd, it will focus on transportation. But all of these, March 3rd, 4th, and 23rd, the forum start at 7 o'clock in the evening at College Station Utilities Office on Graham Road. More information available at cstx.gov/2015bond.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
That's the folks from College Station. Visit with them on Fridays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The economy cooled in the final months of 2014, a return to the moderate growth that has marked much of the recovery. Gross domestic product, the broadest measure of goods and services produced across the economy, expanded at a 2.2% rate in the last 3 months of 2014. That was weaker than the initial estimate of 2.6%. In a sign that a battered segment of consumers is on the mend, shoppers are coming back to stores that cater to lower-income people. Kohl's and JCPenney say more shoppers visited their stores during the holidays and spent more than a year ago, echoing similar results from Walmart and Target. On Wednesday's show, Conan O'Brien will be found in a familiar place behind a desk, but that desk won't be in Los Angeles. It'll be in Havana. The hour-long Conan in Cuba show will air from Cuba for the first time since Jack Parr took his own late-night show to the island nation in 1959. Producers say O'Brien will try to learn to play authentic Cuban music and how to rumba. That's Your Money Now.
You wouldn't leave your car unprotected, so why leave your identity unprotected? Nearly 500,000 cars were stolen in 2012. For every car stolen, 34 people had their identity stolen. Identity thieves can take your money, damage your credit, and wreak havoc on your life. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus, the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. It provides protection for your social security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. Your bank may alert you to suspicious credit or debit card activity, but a thief thief could still open new accounts in your name, and your credit report may only tell you after your identity has been compromised. While no one can stop all identity theft, LifeLock Ultimate Plus watches out for you in ways that banks and credit card companies alone just can't. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code Gordon or call and mention Gordon to save 10%. Call 800-916-7170. 800-916-7170. That's 800-916-7170. Network does not cover all transactions.
824 News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's getting to be spring. It's going to be warm again. Actually, by the end of the weekend, it'll be nice. It's a little cool this morning, but a chance for you to start thinking about being out and about. And Messina-Hoff, this is a great time of year for them. And Paul Bonarigo's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Great to be here.
Well, again, this weekend going to be a little cool, but I know that you always invite people to come out to the vineyard to see what you're doing out there. And tell us a little bit about the Messina-Hoff that people don't necessarily see here in Bryan College Station. What Messina-Hoff is doing in the state of Texas these days?
Well, first of all, one of the most amazing things about the Texas industry is that people don't realize how big it is. We're the fifth largest industry in the U.S. There's 50 new permits right now that are in processing, which take us over 400 wineries in the state.
Okay, say that slower now. Think about this, folks. Okay, 400 wineries here in Texas. It's just outstanding. Now, tell us what that means as far as what the future can be. I mean, I understand that there's some that are just kind of, I don't know, do it for fun, do a few bottles, some that are very serious companies like Messina-Hoff, but what is that going to mean for the scope of the wine industry in Texas, let's say 5-10 years from now?
Well, the scope is, it's just growing so quickly that we're probably going to surpass Oregon very soon. And economic impact on the state is a huge part of why we're a beneficial industry, because of the fact that we're ag from the actual grape all the way through the production process and then selling to the end consumer. So it's a great industry for the state of Texas, and actually the TDA is really focusing a lot of energy on supporting us this year.
Talk about the soils that we have here in Texas, because I guess that helps as far as the varieties that can be grown.
Yes, so we have so many different types of soils throughout the state of Texas that you can grow almost any grape varietal, which means that our flexibility in what we can produce is amazing. Messina-Hoff actually makes over 90 wines from 28 varieties of grapes.
Really? Okay, 90 different wines from 25 different varieties. Now, how far out in West Texas do they go, or North Texas, or down into South Texas do the production areas exist in Texas as it stands right now?
Well, most of the vineyards are in the high plains around Lubbock, Texas. There are some north of Dallas. And then, of course, in the Gulf region, we have some vineyards that are spread out all the way down the coast, down Corpus Christi and south of there. And then the Hill Country has another concentration of vineyards.
So people, I guess it would surprise people, you're one of the biggest vineyards, really, is when you start talking about 90 different wines and 25 different varieties of grapes. That puts you in a pretty high cotton, so to speak.
Absolutely. When Messina-Hoff started, there was only 3 wineries in the state, and now we make over 50,000 cases a year, which puts us in the top 5% of wineries in the U.S., which is, it shows how well we can do as an industry.
And again, it's time for people to not think that just California wineries are winning. Y'all have won quite a few awards, haven't you?
Yes, and this year alone, we've really done well in Houston International Competition, which is a great competition, San Antonio, and in San Francisco, we recently got the awards from that. We were one of the top awarded wineries in the San Francisco Chronicle Competition, beating out almost every other California winery, or every California winery. We brought in a best of class, 2 golds and 10 silvers, which once again shows the quality that we can produce.
Certainly. Now, there's another facet I know to what you have in the Messina-Hoff complex, and that's a restaurant that you have out there that I've enjoyed a lot of times. It's the Vintage House Restaurant. But now you're going to make a little change there?
Well, we're doing a new menu in March, but one of the fun things about the restaurant is that every recipe uses wine. So all the food there we call vineyard cuisine, which means that it pairs well with wine and food. It kind of brings out the quality in both. But this year, our chef is doing some really fun features, and on March the 7th, he'll be doing a sampler. It's going to be a ticketed event that you can come and sample some of the things that are going to be on the new menu, as well as that he's going to have specials throughout the year, like wild game. And we actually get most of our game and fish from Texas. Actually, all the game comes from Texas, from Broken Arrow Ranch. And so he's going to have a little bit of that on the sampler, too.
Limited number of tickets available for that?
Yes. Right now we only have 50 tickets left, but they're going quickly. So I would assume that probably within the next 4 or 5 days will sell out.
Okay, if they want to get tickets for that, what do they do?
All they need to do is you can go online at messinahoff.com to look up information, or you can also call it at 778-9463 extension 234 to make your reservations.
Okay. Paul Bonarigo in from Messinahoff. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
All right, it's 8:30.
The Aggie Report is next.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
All right, grab a pencil and paper. Let's make a list. Here we go. The activities this weekend on the Texas A&M campus. It starts with softball. It starts at 10 today. Softball will be hosting a tournament. They will entertain Illinois State, UTSA, and Boston University at the softball complex. Starts at 10 this morning, runs through Sunday. Men's tennis will host Kentucky today, an SEC matchup. That will be at 2 o'clock at the Mitchell Tennis Center. Baseball, they entertain Dartmouth for the weekend. 6:35 tonight, 2:05 on Saturday, and 1:05 on Sunday. Aggie baseball team and Dartmouth. Men's basketball team, tomorrow night at Reed. They play Auburn. Game tips at 7:30. We'll broadcast the action at 7 on the Texas A&M Sports Network. Again, that's at 7:30 tomorrow night at Reed, Texas A&M, and Auburn. The softball tournament again continues on Sunday. Also joining in the action will be the men's tennis team again, hosting Tennessee at 12 noon. They have a second match at 4 o'clock when they host Nicholls State. Come on out and enjoy some sports this weekend with your Aggies. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Today, three questions that you should be asking about yesterday's FCC net neutrality vote. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Are you a small business owner needing to look bigger for your clients? Then let me tell you why I'm so excited about eVoice. The way you look to your customers means everything. And when it comes to your incoming business calls, you either hire a receptionist or you handle all the calls yourself. A lose-lose scenario. Until now. Thanks to eVoice, imagine your business with a toll-free or local number. When customers call, they're greeted professionally by a virtual receptionist who routes all your calls to wherever you're located. There's even a dial-by-name directory. Instead of small, your business now sounds like a Fortune 500 company. Never miss an important call again. eVoice does all of this for less than $13 a month. And right now, for a limited time, try eVoice free for 60 days. Seriously, you get an extended 60-day free trial to test drive this amazing business tool. Go to eVoice.com/Kim and sign up now. 60 days free now. eVoice.com/Kim. That's eVoice.com/Kim. As it was predicted, the FCC voted yesterday to adopt sweeping secret so-called net neutrality rules. No matter how you cut it, America just imposed 80-year-old regulations on the only part of the economy that's really thriving. Naturally, all sorts of wild claims are flying about the future of the Internet. So, here are three calm questions you should be asking your congressman, because that's where all this is headed. It's there and the courts. Question one, where was the problem in the first place? Whose data was being slowed down? Because it didn't happen to me or anyone else I can find. Question two, how could the Internet be more free and open than it is right now? Have you seen the stuff that's on the Internet lately? And question three, what's with all this secrecy? Now that the FCC has hammered this through, exactly when will the American people be able to see it? Keep up with all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
W News Time is 8:33. It's 36 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The first family to live in College Station's Raintree subdivision will be honored with the neighborhood park in their name. The city council last night approved the change for the late Art Bright and his wife Myra following a presentation led by Henry Whitner.
Neil Sperry made a comment that Art, as an educator, was a rock star. He also said that he learned over time that the love for Myra was to the end of pie, and I believe that wholeheartedly.
Mr. Bright spent 54 years in the College Station School District as a teacher, coach, and administrator. His volunteer work included overseeing the construction of 25 Habitat for Humanity homes. Generations of Texas A&M sports fans and students in the vet school grew up with the voice of Roger Feldman. The university announced Dr. Feldman died Wednesday in College Station at the age of 89. Feldman was the public address announcer at Kyle Field for football games and track and field meets for more than 30 years. He also did basketball games at G. Raleigh White, along with vet school and regular graduations for many years at the Coliseum and Reed Arena. More biographical information is online at WTAW.com, along with details of next weekend's funeral visitation and memorial service. A man has been arrested for the murder of his girlfriend's baby girl.
According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, the infant's mother came home Wednesday afternoon to find her boyfriend holding her baby, who was already blue.
A mother of a 7-month-old child called and stated that her child was unresponsive. Dispatch started giving them her and a male resident instructions on how to give CPR.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says 7-month-old Haley Burleson was pronounced dead at the hospital. McKeithen says after speaking to everyone involved with the baby, 35-year-old Talorens Tennell was arrested for murder. Tennell told detectives he and the baby were sleeping on his bed. When he woke up, he found her on the floor and she was not making any noises. According to the arrest report, a doctor told investigators the victim sustained injuries that were not consistent with falling off a bed, but appeared to have been caused by blunt force trauma. The injuries include multiple skull fractures and other broken bones. More on the story is online at WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This week's arrest by College Station police includes a large shoplifting and the reason a school zone sign had to be replaced near an elementary school.
Online at WTAW.com is a list of 125 items a College Station woman's accused of shoplifting from Walmart. 19-year-old Claire Weaver was arrested for taking items with a combined value of nearly $800, including miscellaneous groceries, party supplies, home kitchen items, and two nightstands. For those who drive or walk by Creekview Elementary, the reason a school zone sign on Eagle Avenue was knocked down Tuesday afternoon was due to a 17-year-old hit-and-run driver. According to the arrest report, he first backed into an SUV at Alexandria and Graham. Then he took off at a high rate of speed because he was scared of getting into trouble with his parents. Driver lost control, turning from Alexandria to Eagle and struck the sign pole. Pole was knocked off its base and fell on the hood of the car. Driver left the second crash without notifying authorities, but was found by police on Newport. Car's right front tire was missing, the wheel was bent, and there was damage to the hood and front end. As for the back of the car, which was involved in the first collision, there was some scratches and paint transfer. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
An armed robbery at the Zone Apartments on Holloman Drive did nothing for the suspect except make him a wanted man. College Station police say the victim was visiting a friend yesterday evening when the suspect demanded his property, but he had none. The suspect was described as a 6-foot, 190-pound black male in his 20s with an athletic build. He fled on foot. The victim was not injured. CSPD asks anyone with information to contact the department at 764-3600. The Texas Department of Transportation Commission, the Texas Transportation Commission, has approved funding for more than $2 billion of new and existing highways. For Brazos County, that includes about $8 million towards three projects announced a month ago. That includes replacing freeway on and off ramps in Bryan between the Boonville and William Joel Bryan exits and Highway 21. Miscellaneous work on University between Tarot and Texas, and repairs on Highway 21 in West Bryan between the railroad tracks and Highway 47. In surrounding counties, funding was approved for a new intersection at Highway 105 and FM 1774 in Plantersville and rebuilding Highway 30 from the Grimes-Walker County line to near Huntsville. Meantime, there's a new district engineer in charge of the TxDOT region based in Bryan. Lance Simmons succeeds Catherine Heil, who recently retired after 5 years leading the 10-county district. Simmons, a Texas A&M graduate, spent the last 11 years in East Texas working out of the district office in Atlanta. With tomorrow's high temperature predicted to be around 50 degrees, it couldn't be a better day for a hot bowl of soup. Bryan Broadcasting's Tucker Young says the Empty Bowls event is about more than just soup.
It's a way where you can support local kids that are learning art, and they've got art classes, and it gives them a great experience being able to show their art. But it also goes to help the hungry in the Brazos Valley, too.
For a $10 donation, you can get a handmade bowl made and decorated by a Brazos Valley student or teacher. You can fill that with a hot bowl of gourmet soups from local restaurants. The money raised will benefit the A&M Consolidated Food Pantry and the Arts Council. The event starts at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow at the Crystal Park Plaza. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 36 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And here he comes.
It's the Crawfish Man. He's a crawfish man. Take his hand.
I'm your crawfish man.
That's right. Crawfish to go is the home of Boudreaux, the crawfish man. On the weekend, look for us in Bryan at that Exxon store, Boonville at Briarcrest, right across the street from Allen Academy. Crawfish, shrimps, filet, gumbo, and more. Call 406-2222.
I'm your crawfish man.
On that computer, crawfishtogo.com.
Winter is almost over.
Come celebrate the arrival of the spring RV season at RV Station in Bryan.
The big city RV shows are over,
but you can still get show prices at RV Station.
Let's hit the road.
At RV Station, see the all-new Alpines, Laredos, and Jayco Motorhomes.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Get show prices now.
Save thousands.
Hurry to RV Station in Bryan. Check out our massive inventory at RVStation.com. Winter is almost over.
Come celebrate the arrival of the spring RV season at RV Station in Bryan.
The big city RV shows are over,
but you can still get show prices at RV Station.
Get show prices on the all-new Jaycos, Raptors, and Rockwoods.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Get show prices now.
Save thousands.
Rush to RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Online, RVStation.com.
It's 8:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Not a lot of sunshine in our forecast, unfortunately, as we head into the weekend, but mostly cloudy skies today with highs near 45. Clouds breezy tonight, lows near 35. Clouds back tomorrow. Temperatures will warm up closer to 50. Tomorrow night, we're partly to mostly cloudy with lows around 45. Looking ahead to Sunday, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Could see an isolated shower Sunday. Temperatures, they're going to be close to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, yeah, it's about 8:41, as a matter of fact. I was trying to find some sort of music to introduce you now, and I, you know, because we used to do these things about all, you know, your broadcast. What? Yeah.
The Washington Post March.
Yeah. Oh. How about we built this city?
No.
No. No. Because you're now the new father of AM radio, basically, right?
Oh,
aren't you?
Man. Yeah. Kinda.
When it comes to AM radio, they ask you. I mean, international groups ask you to come speak to them about AM radio, and now. You were just up in D.C. doing
that. Up in D.C. It was a charming 16 degrees on Tuesday or Wednesday morning.
Hey.
I forget.
Better than Canada.
Yeah, it is. At 20 degrees in Washington, D.C., it was nearly 30 degrees warmer than it was in Canada.
Well, you could actually stand outside and have a conversation if you needed to.
Yeah. Okay, so, although, why would you? So anyway, I had a chance to do lobbying work this week. And, And I brought you a present.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And I have one for Kevin, and not one for Patrick.
Okay.
Because he's Patrick.
He's Patrick.
Yeah. I'll survive.
Here you go. Here's your very.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, wow! It's a United States
House of Representatives 114th Congress, and it's red. And I bought only red ones.
Now you see,
I have one for you, Kevin, and I have one for you, Patrick.
I would hate to make a suggestion to Congress that would help them save money.
Oh, no, I paid for these.
I understand. But if we took out the line 114th Congress and it just said U.S. House Representatives, they could do them for years.
Well, yeah, but you might want to collect them. I mean, there may be one that says First Congress in a collection somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm sure there must be.
The other thing I'm thinking about, though, and this, of course, this helps as far as keeping your job security, is if these were actually angled, you know, they had the sides on them as opposed to them being a round pencil, they wouldn't roll off the members of Congress desk, but then they wouldn't be able to call, oh, Paige, come get this pencil that fell on the floor.
I would like, I do have a lobbying secret to tell everybody, but you can't tell Congressman Flores, okay?
All right, we won't.
So don't tell, tell Congressman Flores about this.
Okay,
it's cold in Washington, D.C., and you can, if it's 30, 35 degrees, you can jog real quickly up the stairs and go into the building, and you're nice and warm, and you don't have to carry this giant heavy coat with you everywhere you go.
All right.
Well, that doesn't work too well on some days, like Wednesday, because it was that's hearing day, and the line to get through security goes out the buildings, down the sidewalk, down the stairs, and down the sidewalk. So you will freeze your little tuchus off if you don't have your heavy coat.
Sure.
So what you do is you wear your heavy coat. Mm-hmm. You wear your heavy coat, but on your first visit, you hang it up on their rack in their office, and you, air quotes, forget it.
Oh.
And then at the end of the day, you see, you come back in, you say, oh, there it is. I wondered which office I left it in. Gosh, thank you for keeping it for me. I was.
So
that way you can wear your coat in. You can go through security. You don't freeze. And then you don't also have to carry a 75-pound wool coat with you.
With all, you all the time. Yeah. That's very good. Now, at any time during the conversation that you were there, did the phrase "House of Cards" come up?
Yeah.
Okay.
A couple of times. Younger people, the staff, the staff would mention it. Well, I nearly got. I believe that if I had one staff guy that I think that if he had had a weapon, I might have been coming back with an IV in my arm.
Really?
Yeah. He and I did not hit it off, and it's a very supportive congressman that I was speaking with, but I would his office, but.
Somebody was having a case of the Mondays.
No. His was heartfelt disagreement with the policies.
Heartfelt disagreement. I like that. Well, so you have a bag in front of you.
You know, as we have talked before, I steal pens.
Yes, you do.
I can't stop it. I mean, my desk, if you ever are in my desk, on the left-hand side, there is a glass bowl of stolen pens. Well, this time I think I outdid myself.
Okay.
Yeah, here
we
go.
Okay, all right. Wait. Okay. I'm ready. Go. Oh, my.
Oh my.
Those are like push-button pens.
5, 15,
These are 20, good pens here.
J.W. Marriott.
Yeah.
30.
Wow.
35, 40 pens.
40 pens.
Because I've given a couple away already.
Of course, the difference is if you
40 pens
found them in a big
stolen.
Found them in a big pile behind the dumped emails.
That's it.
That takes.
That's right. Where they buy the IRS emails? Yes.
You know, no. That's, if they're all at one, if they're all in one big pile, that takes all the fun out.
Share if you would your technique.
Well, I mentioned the heavy woolen coat before.
Right.
Well, it's got big pockets.
But I mean, you just walk by and
I'm kind of I'm a gentleman of a certain size.
Yeah.
So if I put myself between the people guarding the pens, they'll never know it happened.
You get like twosies and threesies or what?
Well, it was a panel discussion, and so I was able to get like three.
Okay.
And, whoa! Wait, there's an interloper.
What's that?
The Intercontinental Hotel.
Oh, how did that get in with the...
How is that in here?
You know why? They're just like tires. There's only two manufacturers.
Wow, this is... I mean,
one day they're doing Intercontinental, and one day they're doing Marriott, and one day they're doing Ritz.
I wonder if this is a person who had this and left it unattended, I stole a person's pen. That's wrong.
That is wrong.
I only steal from the man.
You know, my only thought is if you can make multiple passes and not be noticed, you ought to go with Ben to Sam's on Saturdays.
If I can make multiple passes and not get noticed,
thank you for appreciating that. Okay.
Then I need to probably go on the diet.
Yeah, you do. Okay. So anyway, well, all right. So everything else, any travel stories to tell?
Oh, just the usual. You know, we got out of here. There was the usual difficulty getting out on a cold day. But we got down. You want to hear my one travel story?
I'm ready.
Because there are some people out there who are going to say, "Uh-oh, he's letting the cat out of the bag."
Uh-huh.
I flew United on the way out and American on the way back.
Okay.
So I'm flying United on the way out.
He's trying to balance his miles.
Have you ever heard? Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of United's invitation only group called Global Services?
You know, I don't know.
Okay.
No.
Global Services is invited only. I mean, you can be gold, silver, platinum, 1K, all these things.
Right.
But they have one that you have to be invited to.
Okay.
So there we were. My plane was going to be late. Mm-hmm. We were going to miss the flight. I was going to have to go on another flight to Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. I walk across the tarmac there at Terminal B down in Houston, and there's a lady holding an iPad with my name on it.
Ooh.
I'm not Global Services. I want to be clear about that.
Okay.
Okay. So she has my name on it. Well, I don't know. She doesn't seem to have a uniformed police officer nearby.
So it may be okay.
So I go over and say, yeah, that's me. She said, you had a flight change, sir. Here is your boarding pass for the new flight and the Mercedes that's parked outside on the tarmac with the driver is to take you to your new gate.
That makes me feel a lot better. I was picturing a panel van.
No, Mercedes. And so she walks with me. Driver opens the door, takes my briefcase. They put me in. We drive in a Mercedes across the tarmac at Bush Intercontinental Airport until we get to gate C-24. He gives me my briefcase. She walks with me up the stairway, the outside stairway, to the entrance of the airplane. And, oh, my goodness, they haven't started boarding yet. So she then walks with me up to the gate. She says, well, that way they won't call security if you just suddenly show up
on the airplane.
And I said, I admit that I am an incredibly attractive and good-looking man, but you just don't...
How did this happen?
She said, well, this is the service we provide our Global Services members, and I didn't have one coming in for 2 or 3 hours. And so I thought, you know, I looked to see who was an elite on our plane, who had elite status, and I thought I'd just do you a favor. I said, baby.
Wow. In the meantime,
this is a solid, and just watch for that name on the next flight, okay? This was all right. You're driving in a. There are worse ways to go around. To go from Terminal B to Terminal C at Intercontinental.
Again, it's not a good airport.
Than in a Mercedes driving across the tarmac.
While a 73-year-old woman who has a suitcase with a broken wheel on it is having to drag it 23 gates.
Oh,
end up getting on the Mercedes.
You are going all Comrade Scott on us again, aren't you? Yeah.
Just saying.
Life moves fast. It's hard enough finding time for the people and activities you love. House cleaning duties shouldn't get in the way. Call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid and take back your precious free time. Live like you don't have to clean up later. Molly Maid, we're made for this. Call us today to start enjoying your home clean the Molly Maid way. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. Also, check your mailbox for our newest offer.
We all know varicose veins aren't attractive, but did you realize they can be the sign of a larger cardiovascular problem? Here's something you should know. Varicose veins are more than just a cosmetic problem. Early identification of venous insufficiency can prevent painful, unnecessary suffering. Treatment is a non-surgical outpatient procedure. Varicose veins are preventable with basic lifestyle changes, and only a physician can share the true cause of varicose veins. Schedule a free screening, or for more information from the doctors at Brazos Vein Institute, go to brazosvein.com.
This is your 2015 Toyota Tundra, your castle on wheels. And in it, you rule. If you want to drive over mountains, go ahead. Through rivers, no problem. Roads, who needs roads? This truck can handle the toughest terrains, and its nav system can take you to well out of the way places and back again. So turn that key and you're off. Nothing holding you back. Free to roam the open road.
Daddy, are we almost there?
But first, a little ballet.
Yeah, sweetie. Couple more minutes.
Have your truck your way with the 2015 Toyota Tundra. With stylish design, bold exterior, comfortable interior, and latest technology, it's Texas built for today's truck driver. Right now, lease a dependable new 2015 Tundra Double Cab V8 for $349 a month for 24 months with $29.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 3/2/15.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Attention men, are you urinating often, waking at night to urinate? We want to send you a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow, bladder emptying, and is shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. You can try Super Beta Prostate free. Only pay shipping and handling. This free giveaway is available while supplies last. For details, just call 800-483-3562. That's 800-483-3562. Call 800-483-3562.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Cut your lawn like never before with superior quality, performance, and comfort of the all-new John Deere Z435 Easy Track zero-turn mower. Designed with durability, faster ground speeds, and wider mower decks for more efficiency around every turn. Right now at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, get the new Z435 Easy Track for only $4,399. Get back to relaxing sooner with Sioux Falls Prater and John Deere. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends 4/30/15. Restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details and financing options.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 4 minutes till. It's going to be nice eventually when the all this stuff gets out of here. It's going to be 75 degrees next week. Hey, how's this for a little creepy? Italian doctor says that human head transplants, where a living person's head gets attached to a donor's body, could be a reality in as little as 2 years. This Dr. Frankenstein, whose name is Sergio Canavera, at the Turin Advanced Neuromodational Group in Italy.
Well-known neurologist.
Yeah. Urologist? Would that make him? Oh, never mind.
Neurologist.
Oh, I thought you. Oh, I thought you said you urologist.
Neurologist.
Yeah. In the article published this month in Surgical Neurology International. He wrote that the head transplant process hinges
They have a section called Lunatic Fringe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it hinges on the connecting of the severed stumps of the donor and the donee's spinal cord.
Well, yeah. Oh.
Don't we just use epoxy?
Thank you, Dr. Obvious.
Really?
It's like, I don't know if you saw the Mail the other day, the London Times Mail Herald and all. They were saying that, you know, good grief, Europe is about to be plunged into darkness because they are so dependent on solar power that when the solar eclipse comes through, they expect disaster. We've got a 2-hour solar eclipse coming through, and oh boy, the power grid is going to collapse. And I said, what do they call night over there?
Yeah, they're different over there.
A 2-hour eclipse, and they're saying, oh my gosh, we're all going to die. And yet, as I recall, the sun sets there as well.
It does.
Maybe they could use the same plan for night.
Oh,
used for that. Yeah,
you store it up.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen you since. You know, Lady Gaga is going to be on American Horror Story next season. Yeah.
Oh, boy. She did sing good at the Academy Awards.
I didn't see her.
It was nice.
You need to.
I will.
You need to pull it up on YouTube.
You really
and watch
do
it because as crazy as Gaga is, and as I mean. granted, like they said, she puts her clothes on one steak at a time.
Just like the rest of us.
But as crazy as that woman is,
she can't sing.
She was talented long before she was crazy.
I'm not going to do it now. I don't care that much.
You should.
I will eventually.
Because it is, without a doubt, she's awkward as all get out trying to sing and spread her hands, you know.
Right, do her whole deal.
Do the deal. But it is, who knew? You knew she could sing.
Right.
But who knew she could capital S sing?
Well, I mean, again, well, she you know, do it with, there it is. Wow.
That's her.
Got a little vibrato going on in there, too. That's
so
pretty good.
Drop it a little bit later down in there. Let's hear the big finish.
Okay,
the big finish.
The big finish. Got the big wrap up. Here we go.
Oh, that's, man.
It was a montage.
Was it?
All right, getting near the end, but let's skip ahead a little more.
Okay.
Ah, yes.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Ooh.
That's pretty good.
Ooh, yeah. I'm telling
and accolades.
You.
Yeah. Listen to that.
Such accolades.
She got a standing ovation for that.
There you go.
CBS has declared Wednesday, March the 4th, World CIS Day.
We're so hopeless.
I know. Well, he said it. I didn't. I mean, that's a shock right there. On which it will try to break the Guinness record for the largest ever TV drama simulcast. The event is meant to honor 15 years of the CSI franchise, the U.S. Premiere of CSI Cyber, and also the current record for the largest TV drama simulated simulcast will be achieved on the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who, which was broadcast 2013 in 98 countries.
Who's closest to the crickets button?
We're done.
Oh,
it's all right.
Okay. What happened today in history?
Artificial sweetener saccharin discovered at Johns Hopkins. Got any idea what year? This will shock you. 1879. 1879.
I can't do any more work today. I'm shocked.
You're done. That's it.
It'll taste like crap.
We're back on Monday. WTAW, College Station, Brian.